Thank you. Welcome, everybody. We have an apology from Councillor Carpenter tonight, so we have Councillor Beswick as proxy, so nice to have him along. Move straight on to 1.1, confirmation of the minutes. Can I have somebody move that they be confirmed, please? Thanks, Councillor Fuller. Seconded Councillor Viney. Any queries on those minutes? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 2.1 is Mayor's Communications. Can I have somebody move that that be received, please? Thanks, no. Councillor Viney. Seconder? Thanks, Councillor Fuller. Put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 3.1 is Declarations of Interest. Anybody wishing to make a declaration? No. 4.1 is adjournment of the meeting. So I'll adjourn the meeting to go to the first one and let's discuss the application for a residential ancillary dwelling and domestic animal breeding at 65 Von Bebras Road. Any comments?
Marianne,
yes.
I think there's a confusion. We have to actually state the use class as it's in the planning scheme, which is domestic animal breeding, boarding and training. That's the full use class, which we have to state. This is for animal training only. So there's no breeding or boarding. Just wanted to make that clear.
Any comments about this one?
Well, I mean, I haven't got too many problems with it, no. I mean,
it's in a... zoning's correct for a development like this, and I really don't believe it's going to affect people living in the area very much. This facility will be 70 metres from the boundary, which is a fair way, and there might be an occasional dog bark, but look, you get that anywhere. And I think it's an ideal location for something like this. So I'm going to support it.
The only comment I'd like to make is that I think the plan has dealt with the queries objectors adequately, and I think I'll support the motion as it is.
See any problem with this one, so we'll go back into the meeting and I'll ask for somebody to move the suggested resolution.
Yes, ma'am, I'll move.
Thanks, Councillor Van Rooyen. Seconded, awesome. Councillor Viney. Did anybody want to speak to the motion? All right, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. So we'll adjourn again for discussion on a residential dwelling and shed variation to the building envelope at 23 Bowman Drive, Penguin. Any comments or queries on this one?
Mayor, after having a look through the documentation of these today in the short amount of time that I had, there's one thing I noticed with the documentation for this one, that the elevations of the shed don't actually show the height with any fall on it. Now, the block may be exactly level at the back. Currently, the shed is 800 metres above what would be an acceptable level of 3 metres on a boundary. The site plan of the dwelling doesn't show any contours on it. The elevation of the house shows perhaps about a 800 millimetre fall from front to back, so you would presume that the ground would fall away perhaps in that corner. I'm not sure, so it's a little bit vague to me as to perhaps what the exact height of the shed may be. I'm not sure how we may deal with that.
Any further information on that?
I'm sorry, I can't. And I see what the councillor's saying. It's the elevation's flat, shows flat ground, which we assume it is. But I can't offer any more comment than that, really, except I suppose we could find out more before the 14th of December.
Is that when a decision has to be made, or is that today? 14th of December. Right.
Council meeting.
All right.
Considering
everyone's better informed.
Considering the objection was mainly about the height of the shed and so forth, I think that would be perhaps a wise move if we have got the capacity to extend the time to get further information. As I say, Stan, correct me if I'm wrong, should the site plan have contours on it? Mary?
It is a stipulation. Have you got an extension time? Yeah, it is a stipulation under the planning scheme that they do, but often they don't.
Right.
Some areas, you know, they're dead flat or minimal fall. I'm happy to be led by the others.
It does fall away a bit, that land there. So I'm not, I can't answer the question, I'm sorry.
Mayor, I suppose for me, in order to address that concern, which I see as a genuine one, if we haven't got the provision to add something to the resolution about ensuring that it is within a particular height, then I would prefer that we defer the decision if we've got the timeline to ensure that that information is available to the planning authority.
Where the maximum height is as stipulated above natural ground level, which means they'd have to actually.
I'd probably prefer to, if we're able to do that, I'd probably prefer to do that to give the developer some surety and to move it on for them, but make it clear that. As Marianne had said, is conditional on the,
yes,
the actual height.
Yes,
what the wording might be, I would prefer to that, but that might be a way forward.
Condition 6. On the permit.
How do others
feel? To do that, the only thing that will affect is if the land falls away to the back to maintain the height of the shed, you're going to have to drop, if it's 800 mil fall in the shed, you're going to have to drop the front of the shed 800 mil, which means you're going to have a retaining wall which is right on a boundary because the shed is right on the boundary. So does that create other issues then?
That's true. Probably have to have a cut rather than a...
Which would be right on a boundary. Sorry to be the devil's advocate. But
I'd probably prefer to actually have it deferred. If I did have concerns with this one a little bit, although I realise I would be, I guess it's against the view, I suppose, but I am concerned when they're asking for it to be right on the boundary. If you come back another, is it 4 metres from the boundary? Is the actual, is what's really required? That's being a little more considerate to the neighbours. And while, if it's just view, I realise I probably can't knock it back from that. But I would like to think that there was some goodwill between, you know, between neighbours, and something, a better outcome could be achieved.
Setback and the side boundary setback is concerned for that matter. I mean, it is the objector has even mentioned the danger of fire from an adjoining property. There's no buildings on that property, but apparently there's a fair bit of undergrowth there that could catch fire. And when you've got buildings right on the boundary, but that's not a planning issue, as is mentioned in the report.
That's right.
It's a fairly big block, really. There's plenty of room to have a boundary, to have a setback, 850 square metres. So I would have thought that, you know, to have a setback and a side back, it shouldn't really have been a problem and would have made it a lot better. But not a planning issue, so we can't take that into consideration.
go back. I'm going to ask, are you scribbling a suggested resolution? We'll go back into the meeting and I would ask if somebody would like to move and second that we defer to the council meeting on the 14th of December once further information is provided.
I'm happy to move that, Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Beswick, and seconded Councillor Viney. If there's nobody wants to speak to that, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
The motion is carried. Move on to 6.3, which is a residential dwelling and shed, variation to the building envelope and proximity to a rail line at 5 Summer Place, Turners Beach. Have some discussion on this one.
I can't see a problem with this one at all, Mayor. I'm happy to support the resolution. It is only a
shed when it's all said and done. TasRail have asked for a fence, and naturally they're going to put a fence because the shed that's part of the dwelling is at is only at a point near the boundary. So I think it meets all the criteria.
And I'll ask Councillor Beswick, did you want to move the suggested resolution?
Yeah, I'm happy to move the resolution, Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Van Rooyen seconded. I'll put the motion. No other speakers? No, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. So move on to residential dwelling and shed, including demolition of all existing buildings on site. Variation to lot size, dwelling density and the building envelope and reliance on E4 change in ground level code at 8 Albert Street, Turners Beach. We'll just open discussion on this one.
Well, Mayor, it is a fairly small piece of land. Because that area was subdivided, I assume when the Uniting Church sold it off. And front setback is in line with other buildings in the area, as I remember reading in the report. So I don't really have too many problems with it. You've got to do something with the block. And
with Councillor Van Rooyen, it is small and it is a little bit tight, but it's not that we're adding a new building or a new residence to that block. It is sort of like for like, and they have been considerate in the design to make it fit the block, and it's in keeping with the density and the building height surrounding it. So I've got no problem with the recommendation.
With it, I just think the planners have assessed the objectors' points of view well. as has been mentioned by Councillor Fuller, there's an existing house there. I think the people that have done the design have done a good job to sort of fit it in with everything else that's around there, so I'll be supporting.
Go back into the meeting and ask somebody to move the suggested resolution. I'll go with Councillor Fuller and seconded Councillor Van Rooyen. Any other speakers? No, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. So we move on to 6.5, a residential dwelling, variation to dwelling density, building envelope and building height at 8 Shorehaven Drive, Turners Beach. Report there. We'll just adjourn while we discuss this one.
Well, Mayor, I agree with the recommendation and with the report that we've got. I think
this house is much too big and too bulky for the size of the block. And there will be considerable shading on adjoining properties. Small block as well, but it's not going to have the effect on adjoining properties like this one. We'll have, and so look, I support the motion.
Sure. Yes, I too support the recommendation. I feel disappointed for the applicant or for the owners of the block, and I feel that. That perhaps those that have provided them some professional services, you know, perhaps haven't done them any favours here. As Councillor Van Ruin has said, the impact on the neighbours would be significant, and it's fabulous that we have all these people that want to come and live in beautiful Turners Beach, and we're, you know, always pleased to have their applications, aren't we? But it is a small community, and we all live side by side, and obviously when we're designing something that is brand new, the impact on those around us is of primary concern to the planning authority. So I always feel sad when there's an application there that, you know, they've paid so much for the design and they've paid to lodge the application and they've gone through the process, and you know, it's so far outside what we would consider acceptable that I have to support the planning staff's recommendation there.
I'll be supporting the planning staff's recommendation on the basis that I think the overshadowing is too much on this particular property. The effects on the neighbours is too great.
I'd concur with Councillor Fuller. Unfortunately, as she's mentioned, that the neighbours done the plans for them pushed the boundaries just too far. In the end, there's a building envelope, a 3D building envelope, that if you can fit a house in onto any block of land, you can get it to comply. And this one is just too far outside the scope of that and affecting the neighbours too much. So I'll be supporting the planner's decision.
The house is really well designed for that block, but it just doesn't take into consideration, you know, the neighbour next door, and I think the impact on them would be too great. So I do agree. If there's nobody else, I will go back into the meeting and ask somebody to move the suggested resolution. Thanks, Councillor Van Rooyen. Second, and Councillor Viney. Anybody want to speak? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. I'll just adjourn again to discuss 6.6, the residential building envelope for non-required dwelling, discretionary use and proximity to agricultural land at 1287 Castor Road, Sprint. Any comments about this one?
Support it, Mayor. I'm pleased that there's a Part 5 agreement being called for. I think that's good advice from the planners. It's good to see some residential building going on to some of the smaller type blocks in the country areas. So I think it should be fine. So I'll be supporting the motion.
It's right along the coast, and of course we've had the curse of these tree plantations where farmers have sold out to the tree people and people are moving into town. So if we can do a little bit to try and get people to live in the country, and it's a good spot up there, and I'd like to see that those small blocks, which was at one stage Crown land, to see it being used in a good way. And yeah, I'm all for it.
Concerns. All right, we'll resume the meeting and ask somebody to move the suggested resolution. Thanks, Councillor Beswick. Seconded, Councillor Fuller. Nobody wishes to speak. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. That brings us to the end of our DSSC meeting. We have six on the agenda. Quite a big agenda today. Well done to Mary Ann and her team up there in planning, who are very, very busy.
Absolutely. Thank you. Mayor, may I